Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
1 year ago, I filmed a video talking about all the reasons why I wanted to start mouth taping. You've probably heard a lot of experts talking about how it improves your cognition, how it helps with your sleep, dry mouth, nasal congestion. Like, there's lots of things that people have been saying mouth taping while you're sleeping will help you improve. And so I'm like, I definitely need to try this. I filmed a video last year, exactly this week, when we were in the south of France. We're leaving in just a few days to go back to the south of France. And I thought I should probably update you and tell you my thoughts and why it is today I'm no longer mouth taping. All right, all of that and more. So please stay tuned. Hey, boo, thanks for joining me. My name is Chalene Johnson. This is The Chalene Show. And today I'm going to share with you my experience with mouth taping, why I considered doing it, the things that I experienced, some of the benefits. I'm also going to share with you some of the challenges with it, as well as my thoughts on it today, which is going to be some pretty shocking and revealing, like kind of blows my mind. I am just a study of one. This is purely anecdotal, but I'm going to tell you what I think happened. All of that and more today on The Chalene Show. Thanks for being here. Back to the nose breathing, back to the mouth breathing. Nose breathing, mouth breathing. Yeah. So I'm probably going to mess that up a little bit today and interchange them, because what we're talking about is mouth taping. And the reason why many people consider doing mouth taping is because they are mouth breathers. And we really should all focus on being nose breathers, breathing through our nose. Number one, filtration. So your nose is specifically designed to filter out impurities. That means like dust, small particles, you know, just things in the air, dander, whatever, allergens that cause problems in our respiratory tract. Like, it's very interesting if you look at some of the research regarding mouth breathing and asthma. Quite interesting. When we breathe through our nose, it acts like a humidifier. Doesn't that make sense? So like right now, and I did this in my last video too, but just right now, I want you to just pinch your nose and take a deep breath in through your mouth. Just do it and see what you feel. Like, you probably start coughing. You feel like this dry itchiness, and you realize, wow, it is such a big difference when you actually allow your nose to do what it's supposed to do, which is filter out all of those particles. So when we breathe through our mouth, it dries out our throat. The other thing that dries out our throat is being in like a dry environment, right? So the act of breathing through your nose actually warms the air. So by the time it reaches your lungs, it's more comfortable to breathe in. This is especially true if you're in a cold weather situation. When you breathe through your nose, it regulates your breathing rate. So if you're like me, and every time I go and get my blood pressure taken, I have a David Blaine moment where I don't know what I'm thinking, but I just really want to impress them with my blood pressure. And so I try to bring my breathing down as slow as possible. And in order to do that, you want to close your mouth and breathe through your nose. What's interesting about breathing through your nose, listen, I just have to tell you, I have been a chronic mouth breather all of my life. And I had this belief, I can't breathe through my nose. I just can't breathe through it. It's like, I can't get enough air. I feel like I'm suffocating. I believed that up until a year ago. But there are so many reasons why it is beneficial to really, because it's a habit. It is totally a habit. And oftentimes it's a habit that's taught in families unknowingly. Look at your kids or your spouse. Like, notice, does everybody kind of breathe through their nose, or are they breathing through their mouth? And the one way you know to do this is, look at your family members when they're just sitting relaxed. Is their mouth open or is their mouth closed? Because our mouth really, our mouth should be closed. My husband's like, yeah, don't forget it. Just joking. He's not that guy. You know what I'm saying? Okay. when we breathe through our nose, it slows down our breathing rate, which slows down our stress level, slows down our heart rate, and it helps us to manage stress. Also, your nasal sinuses produce nitric oxide, which is a molecule, I sound so smart now, that plays a very significant role in the way your body absorbs oxygen. So oxygen absorption. So the mouth, when you use your mouth, it bypasses that process. So that means when we're breathing again through our nose, especially when we're exercising, you're going to get a better workout. It allows you to breathe deeper. It allows you to breathe slower, and it allows your lungs to absorb more oxygen. Isn't that crazy? All of those things obviously help to support your immune system. Your nose actually traps mucus. Why do I hate that word so much? It traps in your nose and it traps pathogens like viruses and bacteria, not all, but it does do, that's its job, right? And so when those things are trapped in your nose and then you blow your nose, it prevents those things from reaching your lungs, which can cause illness. So overall, it's going to improve, like, you know, when you're getting better oxygen absorption, when your immune system is improved, when you have a lower stress rate, a lower heart rate, a lower blood pressure. You can imagine how all of these things, you have got improved exercise. All these things sound like a positive, don't they? There's actually a few more reasons why I was personally considering doing mouth breathing, and that is my sleep. So sleep, as you know, once I kind of had my awakening in the health and fitness industry, the very first thing I needed to fix was my sleep. I had horrible, 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 horrible sleep habits. And I know part of the reason why I had horrible sleep habits is because I would wake up all the time and I always had an incredibly dry mouth. Like my mouth would wake me up, like just like, oh gosh. And I would try throat lozenges, which are either sugar-free, and I don't like the chemicals in the sugar-free ones, like they mess with my digestive tract, or they're loaded with sugar. So it's either I have horrible digestion or I've got like sugar melting in my mouth. And even before that, like all my life, true story, I've had horrible, horrible teeth. Everybody in my family has. Guess what? We're all mouth breathers. But it's just a habit. And because we're mouth breathers, what I learned from my new dentist a couple years ago was that he's like, oh, that explains why. Because I'm like, do I have soft teeth? Like, what is going on? Dude, I brush my teeth like freaking all the time. The amount of times, like when your dental hygienist says, you know, you should try to floss once a day. I'm like, once a day? I floss like I'm a chain smoker. I love those little dental floss things and I keep them in my purse and I keep them in my car. And it's just like something I like to do when I'm sitting in my car. So if you have a habit you're trying to create, make it easy to develop that habit. So for me, it's just like when I'm in my car, what else am I going to do other than drive and improve my dental hygiene? About a year ago, I did a DEXA scan, which is you basically lay on this glass table and they scan your whole body and they can tell you your body fat percentage. It's very interesting where your body is holding body fat as well as your bone density. And much to my surprise, I was diagnosed with osteopenia, which is the precursor to osteoporosis. My doctor begins to review my lifestyle and he's like, okay, so are you lifting heavy? Are you eating these foods? I go over everything basically you should be doing to prevent osteoporosis, and I'm doing all of those things. And while I wouldn't say that my diet is perfect, what I do recognize is that there's a component that's missing in my diet. Now, I assumed, as I'm sure you probably are, that it was maybe calcium that I was missing. No, it was magnesium. Okay, then I go on like, you know, a rabbit hole, like obsessed with trying to find the ultimate magnesium supplement, because a lot of these magnesium supplements, I learned, basically only have one strain of magnesium, and your body literally needs seven different strains in order for you to be at optimal health. Magnesium is literally responsible for hundreds of different chemical responses in our bodies. Like, why aren't more people talking about magnesium? Did you know that magnesium benefits type 2 diabetes, helps to lower blood pressure, has countless anti-inflammatory benefits, reduces insulin resistance, can improve symptoms of PMS, asthma, heart arrhythmias, high blood pressure, muscle cramps, and hormone-related mood swings? Without a doubt, magnesium is an essential supplement that most of us should be taking. The question is the source that you're using reputable? May I suggest that you go to magbreakthrough.com/ShaleneDeal to try the magnesium supplement that I use. It has 7 different strains of magnesium. It's the highest quality you can obtain. Listen, based on my research, Magnesium Breakthrough is the ultimate magnesium supplement because it offers a full spectrum of all 7 types of magnesium. This supplement is specifically formulated to reach every tissue in your body. And for a limited time, when you purchase 3 bottles, you're going to get a special gift when you use this code, magbreakthrough.com/ShaleneDeal. That link is in our show notes. If you don't want to write it down, you could just click on it while the show is playing and order your Magnesium Breakthrough. Here's a pro tip. Take them just before you go to sleep. I didn't mention this, but I really do think the combination of CBD, the CBD supplements that I take, and my Magnesium Breakthrough, dude, I'm just telling you, my sleep is off the charts. It's never been so good. MagnesiumBreakthrough.com/ShaleneDeal. Anyways, I was doing all those things and still getting horrible, I mean horrible dental checkups. Like every single time I would go, I'd be getting cavities. So I'm like, what am I, a 9-year-old after Halloween? Why do I have such bad teeth? And why was I continually having root canals? And I had horrible checkups. Like I always had cavities, root canals. I felt like every single time I went to the dentist, it was costing me thousands and thousands of dollars. I won't go into the whole story because I did share a lot of this in the last video I did on mouth taping. So, you know, you probably don't need to hear the whole story. It's probably kind of boring, but let's talk about why I did a little bit of research and realized, okay, this might be a solution. Well, number one is I was using these tabs, these like things you could put in your mouth and they would just keep your mouth moist, which was great. It definitely, definitely improved my dental hygiene a ton. But then I saw a blog post or a podcast? I don't remember which, but something made me go like, oh my gosh, this might be the solution I've been looking for. So then I started looking at the research. Now, if you geek out on this kind of stuff, I will link to it in our show notes because I'm the kind of person who's like, I want to see the research. So there's been some really pretty profound studies that have been done on this. And so again, like if you geek out on those kinds of things, we're talking about research that's been conducted by very reputable sources and published in reputable journals like the Journal of Neuroscience, the Journal of International Society of Sports Nutrition, that's pretty profound, and the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. I do need to say this before I go much further, because the last video that I made, I got a lot of slack from dentists and doctors who were like, you don't just tell people to tape their mouth shut. I'm like, all right, so here's my official warning. Warning, if you're considering mouth taping to encourage nasal breathing during sleep, it is highly recommended that you first consult with a healthcare provider or a sleep specialist, or perhaps a dental specialist. This is especially important if you have underlying health conditions, such as sleep apnea, respiratory issues, allergies, which could potentially worsen with mouth taping. Additionally, if you experience any difficulty breathing, frequent night wakenings, or daytime sleepiness, these could all be signs of a sleep disorder that requires additional professional medical attention. Lastly, mouth taping might pose a risk of choking or suffocation, particularly if the taping is dislodged or gets caught in your throat while you're sleeping. Therefore, I suggest that you seek professional guidance before starting mouth taping, as it is crucial for safety and efficacy, either one. All right. So let's talk about why I personally started mouth taping. I know it seemed like I was joking, but in all seriousness, if you are experiencing any other underlying health conditions, like I'm not a doctor, I'm not a dentist, I'm not an expert at these things, I'm just sharing with you my own personal experience, and I would never want to give anyone false information. So, you know, when in doubt, check with your doctor, which is the same thing they say before every single solitary exercise video you've ever watched. I started doing it because my mouth was very dry because of the research I started looking at, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my first experience. So I had heard about this probably maybe 4 or 5 years before I tried it. And I was like, that is crazy. Like so many people, every time I talked about the fact that I would, you know, use a lozenge to keep my mouth moist, so many people would tell me, you got to try mouth taping. I'm like, that's so weird. That's just weird. First of all, my poor husband has to see me without all of my glam in place. You know what I'm saying? And like, and I also sleep with my eyes partially open. So this poor man has to wake up in the middle of the night and see this woman with her, I thought like with her mouth taped. Cause I was picturing probably as sometimes you may have, I was picturing like, you know, tape all the way over your mouth. No, it ain't that. And then my eyes are partially open. It's just a scary sight for the poor man. So I was like, I'm not going to do it. Plus It made me feel very, very claustrophobic. The thought of being forced to breathe through my nose just made me panic because I felt like I couldn't breathe through my nose. So I'm like, how will that even work? So then I watched a couple of videos. First of all, the type of tape that you use, I think, makes all the difference in the world. Now, there are tapes that are specifically made just for taping your mouth at night. So they have a little hole so you can actually breathe through your mouth if you need to. And I think that's probably a great way to start. I have never used those, to be very honest. I just didn't feel like I needed to after I watched a couple of videos sharing the same technique that I use, which is just using a postage stamp size piece of tape. And I first started off with this Stronghold pain-free for sensitive neck hair. I don't know that I necessarily recommend this. So I will put links to the tape that I personally recommend. But again, if you're just starting out, you might want to buy the tape that's specifically made for mouth taping because it allows you to breathe through your mouth if you need to. And you don't have to worry about it like panicking and not being able to breathe again because there is that hole in the center. But you're saying, well, then if there's a hole in the center, what would be the point of taping your mouth? Well, it puts your jaw in the right anatomical position. And that's some really fascinating side effects that I was not anticipating. I didn't start mouth taping for this reason, but I'm going to tell you what I think it's done for my jaw and my face. Again, study of one, but it's pretty crazy. So I started with a little postage sized pieces of tape. And the first night I kept it on for about, I would say, I don't know, you'll have to go back and watch the previous video where I detailed it exactly. But if I recall, it was probably like an hour or two. And then I just kept waking up and it just felt weird. I wasn't used to it. So I took it off. Then the next night I was able to go a few more hours and then I took it off. And then the next night I went all the way through the night. And what I noticed is I was falling asleep faster. It was almost like it was forcing me to meditate. It was forcing me to slow down. It was forcing me to think about my breathing. It was forcing me to de-stress. And I liked the way it felt. And here's the most remarkable part. When I woke up in the morning, I didn't have a dry mouth. I felt amazing. I felt more alert and I felt like I had better cognition. From a respiratory standpoint, I couldn't tell you. I mean, because I just didn't feel that different in terms of like my respiration. But I did, and I don't know how much of it's placebo effect or the power of suggestion, but I did feel better. I did feel more energized. And I have to imagine that a big part of that is because of sleep, because I was getting more quality sleep. As I continued to do that over the course of the next couple of months, I would find that some mornings I would wake up and the tape was just gone. You know I said like you have to be careful you don't choke on it, but I don't know. I just don't see how that would happen. But anyways, I don't want to encourage anybody who's worried about it.
Okay, so new habit alert. Now when I'm recording my podcast, that's what I'm using as my trigger to remind me to have my greens. So what I'm drinking right now contains ashwagandha, moringa, spirulina, chlorella, coconut water, wheatgrass, red beet, matcha green tea, turmeric, lemon, and prebiotic powder. There's no mess, there's no blending, there's no food processing. It's a powdered form, 100% organic. I put one scoop of Organifi greens powder into a big glass of sparkling ice. I stir it up. It tastes so refreshing. I'm not going to lie, I had a packet of stevia because I like it super sweet. It's delicious. It's actually very refreshing. The superfoods that they pack into this drink are specifically designed to help you reduce your cortisol levels. Now, if you're stressed, you can improve your cortisol levels by having a green juice every day. The Organifi Greens drink is very tasty. There is an acquired taste to it. It does have a little bit of a greens taste, a little bit of a minty taste. But if you don't love Organifi Greens, try another one of Organifi's products. I drink Organifi Pure mixed with Organifi Immunity every morning in my water bottle. That's for my immune system and my brain health. And I'm now having a greens drink in the afternoon. I want you to try the amazing line of Organifi products. They're all 100% organic. They're my favorites. They're convenient. They're delicious. So check it out. You get 20% off when you go to Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I.com/Shalene. It's Organifi with an I, Shopify.com/Shalene for 20% off. Check out their line of products. And if you know that you could use more greens and you want a tasty, delicious alternative to pulling out the blender, try the Organifi Greens Juice. That's Organifi.com/Shalene.
You know, I know I said, like, you have to be careful you don't choke on it, but I don't know. I just don't see how that would happen. But anyways, I don't want to encourage anybody who's worried about it. I would sometimes wake up and it wouldn't necessarily be off my face, but it would just be like stuck on my top lip and it had peeled off my bottom lip. And that's because I use a tape that's really, really light. And I think using a very small piece of tape and a piece of tape that is very, very easy to remove helped me to get over that panic feeling of like, oh my gosh, I'm going to suffocate. So again, what I noticed then, here's the side effects that I wasn't expecting. I started recognizing that I was keeping my mouth closed all the time during the day. It made me become very, very aware of how I was breathing when I was exercising. I'd never done that before, especially if you teach fitness classes. You kind of have to have your mouth open the whole time because you have to cue, right? Well, if I'm not teaching classes, when you're on a treadmill, when you're walking outside, consider doing that. You know, you're not going to suffocate or choke to death on a piece of tape just by simply closing your mouth. Encourage your kids to close their mouth when they breathe. In fact, in some societies, it's really considered very, very tacky to just have your mouth open. So there's that. I noticed that I was being much more just cognizant of how I was breathing and that I stopped losing my voice as often. I didn't have a dry, scratchy throat as often. And my dental checkups just kept improving. I haven't had a cavity. I haven't had anything other than like a cap fall off, which is what it is. But I haven't had any like new cavities, no new decay, nothing since I started doing this. And I'm telling you, I'd never gone to the dentist and not had something that had to be drilled on over like my whole lifetime. And my sister and my mom and everybody else in my family the same way. So I kind of think it's the whole mouth breathing thing. All right. So then what I figured out is because there were a couple of times where I just ran out of the tape. I forgot to order it on Amazon. How could I forget to order anything on Amazon? And I went a couple of nights without it and realized when I woke up with my mouth closed. I woke up and I realized like my mouth wasn't dry. I think I had trained myself to keep my mouth closed. I started watching, because I wear an Oura ring, I started watching my sleep score. My sleep score, as soon as I started mouth taping, my sleep score started improving significantly, and especially with regard to my REM sleep. Now, I'm just going to be honest and tell you, I don't know if it's because of the mouth taping. I don't know if it's also about that time I started taking a sleep gummy, which you guys have heard me talk about a million times. And I will say this, my sleep score is still dramatically improved from what it used to be. But I still take a sleep gummy every night. I actually take two. And here's the funny thing that you're waiting to find out, like why I don't mouth tape anymore. I don't mouth tape on a regular basis because I don't need to, because I've now developed the habit. There are times, however, where it's kind of like anything else, like counting macros. I don't count my macros very often. But when I feel like, I've slipped into some bad habits, I should probably reattach. That's what I'll do with the mouth taping. So especially if I'm in a hotel. Oh, that's the one time I for sure mouth tape is that's when I'm in a hotel, because I find that when I'm in a hotel, they're very, very dry. And I wake up and I just am like, I can't even breathe, you know? And I also find that I lose my voice more often if I'm in a hotel. So I always mouth tape when I'm in a hotel. I thought about doing it on an airplane because when you're sleeping, sitting straight up, it's kind of hard to keep your mouth closed when you fall asleep. You know what I mean? I don't know, maybe I will. I'm about to take an international flight from New York to Nice. Maybe I will mouth tape if my husband will let me. You know, because most people are asleep anyways. And what do I care what people think, right? Yeah, so I might do that. Can we talk about Green Chef for a moment? I heard this company advertise on another podcast that I absolutely love. And the host lost a bunch of weight by having keto meals delivered, which I did not know you could do. So anyways, I know a whole bunch of you just signed up for my fitness subscription on Instagram where I'm showing you exactly what to do to get in incredible shape
build muscle. But what I'm not giving you are meal plans, because everybody wants something a little different. And that's where Green Chef comes in, because they make it so easy, whether you're, I don't know, maybe you're vegan or vegetarian, or you need everything to be gluten-free, or maybe you're totally on a keto phase. Whatever way you're phasing your diet, whatever your dietary needs, they will put together recipes that suit all of your preferences. And then they send you a meal kit. And by the way, it's a myth. Like, if you're thinking, well, if I get these meals delivered, isn't that super expensive? No, actually, with Green Chef, you're going to reduce your food waste by up to 38% versus grocery shopping. Okay, but this part is going to blow your mind. Green Chef is giving listeners, are you ready for this? 60% off plus free shipping. Go to greenchef.com/Shalene60. So it's not just my name. You want to put 60, the number, after my name, because you want 60% off plus free shipping. Again, greenchef.com/Shalene60. Not just any meal kit, the number one meal kit for eating well. I don't know, maybe I will. I'm about to take an international flight from New York to Nice. Maybe I will mouth tape if my husband will let me. You know, because most people are asleep anyways. And what do I care what people think, right? Yeah, so I might do that. So on rare occasion, I will mouth tape just to reassess the habit. And as I've continued to do my research, I learned that that is in fact what happens for most people. Most people will find that they can develop this habit in less than 30 days. So that's kind of cool. Here's the unexpected part of mouth taping. I mean, aside from some of the things I've already shared with you, but this one, I don't know. It was brought to my attention when I shared before and after photos of my face since I started doing lymphatic massage for my face, right? So for those of you who are listening on whatever app you're listening to, if you go back to my Instagram, I will link to that particular reel where I show you like a before and after of my face and what I do for lymphatic massage to my face. And it's just something I do. I don't do it every day even. I probably should. I wish I would, but I forget. And I just, sometimes I don't have time. Sometimes I don't feel like it. But if I wake up, and you know the days where you wake up and you're like, hello, puffy face. Did you just gain 10 pounds in your face? On those days, before I put on my makeup, I will spend some time doing some lymphatic massage to my face. And I notice that it immediately reduces inflammation. But as I looked at these two side-by-side photos, it's more than just inflammation that's changed with my face. And it was somebody who commented in my direct messages. They're like, don't you also mouth tape? And I, you know, said yes. And they're like, that's why your face looks different. I'm like, really? I mean, it almost looks like I had a chin implant. Like my face is a little bit more, like my jaw is more square, I think. My jaw is more defined. And no, I have not had a neck lift, although I'm not opposed. And my face just looks a little bit more square, I guess. So you'll see the photos. If you go and watch my Instagram, you'll see the before and after. And this person sent me a DM and they're like, take a look at some of the research regarding how by breathing through your nose, it changes the position of where you place your tongue, which means I've placed my tongue in a different position now for a year. And is it that which has shifted my face? I think for sure the lymphatic massage helps to reduce the inflammation. But in terms of changing the shape of my face, I don't know. Again, it's a study of one. But anecdotally, I'm thinking now, looking at all, because like, there's a lot of research on the position of the jaw and the way that especially a child's mouth develops, but that adults can change the position of their jaw and their face by learning proper tongue placement. And one of the easiest ways to do that is by developing the habit of breathing through your nose. I don't know. So you're going to try it? I think you probably should. I think you should, especially after you've ruled out that you don't have any other extenuating circumstances or conditions. Now, if you want to learn more about this, I highly recommend a podcast you will find from Andrew Huberman. He's a neuroscientist from Stanford. Fascinating show on the subject, lots of research. And of course, you can go back and watch the video where I first broke down my experience of trying mouth taping. And if you want to learn more about health and fitness, or you enjoyed this type of episode,
I'd love to recommend the episode I did last week where I broke down exactly what I do every single week, my weekly workouts. I break down exactly what I do for cardio, what strength training workouts I do, my strength training splits, like how I train upper body, lower body, all the workouts, all the routines. And again, you can listen to that on any podcast app. If you want to watch it on YouTube, you'll actually see the workouts and you'll actually see the printout of each exercise that I do on each day. And you can take a screenshot of that. That's kind of fun. I'd love to know if you or your significant other is a mouth breather. And if you are, have you tried mouth taping and or would you consider it? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Or maybe you've tried something else. That'd be interesting to hear too. So I really do appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the show, no matter where that is most convenient for you. It's always an honor to have you spend some time with me. I love, you know, your feedback on what other types of episodes you'd like to hear updates on. I regularly post polls on Instagram. So the topics that I cover are almost always because you said, talk about this. Like recently I said, you want to do this, 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 or this. And one of them was parenting tips. And that rated the lowest, which I thought was very interesting because the last time I'd done that poll, that had rated the highest. Must have been one of those weeks. Anyways, I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.